This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told his convention late Thursday night, America must rise beyond its differences.
As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Trump also referenced last Saturday's shooting at a rally in Pennsylvania where his ear was grazed by a bullet.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Trump earlier paid tribute to a 50-year-old man killed during the assassination attempt and said he believes two others wounded are going to be okay. Trump's speech comes as a second Senate Democrat is urging President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. We get more from the AP Washington correspondent Sargon Mahgani.
Montana's John Tester is in his own tight reelection bid and says the president should bow out. That comes with Democrats at the highest levels making a push for the president to rethink his bid. Former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to allies about his ex-running mate's prospects, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately told the president that Democrats could lose their chance to retake the House if he stays in.
Sargon Mahgani reporting. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Internet users reported widespread connection issues Friday, with the effects rippling through airports and banking. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. The cause and scale of the outage is unclear. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the British cabinet on Friday, the first foreign leader to do so in person since U.S. President Bill Clinton back in 1997. Zelensky is expected to brief ministers on the situation in Ukraine and the need for European countries to ramp up defense production in the face of Russian aggression. Zelensky and Prime Minister Keir Starmer are also expected to finalize a treaty that will give Ukraine access to $4.5 billion of export financing to purchase weapons. Court officials say closing arguments getting underway in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovitz as the proceedings picked up speed in the case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for more than a year. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. diplomats are working closely with African partners, the White House said Thursday amid a fresh 15-day truce between the army and the Rwanda-backed rebels in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The Biden administration believes this conflict in the northeast corner of the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa poses a real threat to global peace and security, a National Security Council spokesperson told VOA on Thursday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.